Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome back to the House of Prayer Ministry, our Sunday worship here, October the 30th. We are so happy for each of you that have joined, whether from your car or your home, your hospital bed. We pray that the Lord will lift your spirits today, that he will encourage you, that you hear something that you can feed upon the rest of the week. And before we go any further, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day. We know it wasn't promised to us, but Lord, we want to say thank you. We thank you for making it possible that we can come together, even though we're miles apart. And Lord, even in time, as someone hears this message on our web, I pray, Lord, that even then, your word will encourage them, will bring healing, Lord, to their broken hearts. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that those that are sick and afflicted and in discouragement, that you will just reach out and touch them, that you'll breathe on them, that you will encourage them. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will lead and guide your people in every aspect of their life. For without you, we are nothing. And without you, we can do nothing. Lord, I just pray for a fresh anointing, that you will heal the brokenness, that you will touch these lips of clay, that you will speak to your people everywhere, that you would remember even the leaders, Lord, that are in the White House making decisions that will affect your people everywhere. Remember those, Lord, the ones that are in Ukraine and Russia and the suffering Jews, Lord, those that are incarcerated that have said yes to your will and are suffering for your name's sake. I pray, Lord, that you would intervene. I pray that you would fight every battle. Remember our mothers, the widows, the widowers, the children, Lord. But these are your people. Bless the remnant, oh God, that are still standing. Those that are walking in darkness, thinking that they're walking in light. Have your way, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We rejoice today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, I just want to read a portion of scripture coming from Genesis. I want you to just, as you hear this, I want you to just kind of let your hearts absorb this word and think back. Let your mind drift back. The word says, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth. So as we look at this portion of the scripture, both boys were bringing offering. And so as we look at this word, in the process of time, that's our subject today. In the process of time, it took time to grow out, cultivate, and get everything ready to bring an offering to the Lord. And the Bible is letting us know that one young man, he gave from his heart and he cared about his offering, because it says, Abel brought up his firstlings of the flock, and the Lord had respect unto Abel. But then when Cain brought his, of the ground. The Lord didn't respect it. So you see, there are some people, they just bring any kind of offering to the Lord, and they don't even respect it themselves. They have no respect for God. They're just going through the motion. Well, I'll put a quarter up here. I'll put a dollar up there. I'll send part of my tithes. But see, God, He saw their hearts, both of them. But here's the thing. Cain became very wroth. And when a person becomes wroth, it supersedes anger and it gets into an emotion where a person could pick up something and bring about murder. Think nothing of it. But the thing was, he should not have been angry to this point, except the anger should have been reflected on himself, saying, I could have done better. I could have brought a better offering to the Lord. I'll do better next time. But here we find the first murder. So sad. All this in the process of time. You know, my mind drifts back to when I was a foster mother for several years. And I had a few that would wash the dishes and put the bleach in, make sure the water was hot and sudsy, and they would do all the dishes, wash the counter, and they would sweep the floor. But then I had a few that would hide some dirty dishes under the sink. They would leave out the bread, leave out the milk, leave out the condiments. And naturally, the ones that did a better job, you have more respect for them. A few would say, yes, ma'am, but in the process of time, they called me mom and they would ask if they could stay with me permanently. But it took time. Hallelujah. During the process of time, while God worked on their pain, I showed them love. It was a difficult period. It takes time for the witches to give up their black nail polish and their black dolls and the pens and the books. And it was such a rejoicing time when we could go and burn the books and the dolls and to see them put on natural nail polish, to see them enjoy the choir, to see the change in their life because of love. It takes time for young women to heal and realize the love of a pimp is damaging and only temporary. It takes time for that child that suffered defecation smeared on them during some type of worship service in the grandmother's basement for them to realize that not all worship services in a basement are satanic filled, but are filled with the love of God. And so when you judge a child that is acting out, or a young woman acting wild and like a street woman, you don't know their story. You don't know what they've been exposed to. But exposing them to Christ, to the love of God, and showing unconditional love during the process of time, they can heal up and become an instrument of God. I'm reminded that the pimp is out there hurting women because he has been exposed to some type of abuse in one form of another, either seeing it or experiencing it, and is hurting, needing God. But oh, in the process of time, hallelujah, I can tell you about one pimp that became a bishop and grew a church out of nothing. And another that was a pimp and is a pastor. Hallelujah. I can tell you about a man, hallelujah, that was a murderer, but became the greatest missionary, hallelujah, beside Christ that ever walked the face of the earth, hallelujah. It was Paul, whose former name was Saul, and it was Paul that said, for I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Hallelujah. And because of this man, he loved, hallelujah, more than the average one. Hallelujah. Knowing that his life was on the line. He knew that he was on Satan's hit list. Hallelujah. He knew, amen, going into certain cities. Hallelujah. That they were seeking to destroy him. Hallelujah. One time he was let down over the walls in a basket to save his life because he knew, amen, that God wasn't through with him yet. How many of you know that God is not finished with you yet? Hallelujah. But in the process of time, you got to go through some things. Hallelujah. You may wonder why you have to go through so much pain in your life. And the devil will tell you that life is not worth living. But I stop by to tell you today that God has a plan for your life. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. My mind drifts back to the story that we have the testimony of Esther, who was not always a queen, but Esther was an orphan because her parents were deceased. And Mordecai, hallelujah, the Bible says, took his uncle's daughter, Esther, his first cousin, to his home. But in the process of time, hallelujah, she grew into a beautiful young woman. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. It was during the time, amen, of King Ahasuerus, who reigned over 127 provinces, hallelujah, from India to Ethiopia. And in the process of time, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast, hallelujah, to all the princes and his servants throughout the land. He showed all his riches, bragging about what he had done. And the Bible says that he parted, amen, for 180 days. That's 5.1 months. Think about it. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that they had plenty of wine. Now you know people will party for 2 or 3 days on the weekend, but partying over 5 months, almost 6 months, that was some kind of party. And hallelujah, the Bible says that Queen Vashti made a feast for the women in the royal house. And on the seventh day, the king, he was full of wine. He was merry. He was feeling himself. Hallelujah, he sent for Vashti to show off her beauty. Hallelujah. But she was a strong woman, and she refused to parade herself around in front of a bunch of drunk men. You got to have some pride about yourself. Come on and say amen. Hallelujah. So the king, amen, was so angry. Hallelujah. And those around him began to talk to the king and say, you got to do something about this, or all of our wives will refuse to come when we call or do what we ask. And so the king sent out a decree that all men should rule over the woman in the house. And I began to wonder, is this the beginning of the abuse that women have gone through down through the years? Hallelujah. But see, all of this, God had a plan. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So the king said, I'm going to get me another queen. And so here we find now, through all this time, God has been dealing with Esther, hallelujah, and her first cousin. And we find out that Esther was not only beautiful, but Esther was teachable. Some people you can't teach. They say, I've got it. I know. I already heard. I learned this. Hallelujah. But she was teachable. Not only that, but she was obedient. Not everybody has an obedient spirit. They say, I'm grown and I'm going to do it like I want to do it. Hallelujah. But she was listening. Hallelujah. To Mordecai. And we find out, amen. Hallelujah. When the king had all of the maidens come before him, that Esther went before him not requesting anything. Hallelujah. That she wins favor. It's a beautiful thing when you can walk in the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you can walk in on your job, hallelujah, and work just a little while and receive a promotion. And some been there 5 and 10 years. They say, what's going on? Hallelujah. Why have I not been elevated? Hallelujah. No, but as the El Shamaka, that's when God is preparing before you and blessing you in the presence of your enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, think about it, children. So this woman we find, amen, have wisdom. Hallelujah. So much wisdom. Hallelujah, that when it came time that Mordecai told her that all the lives of the Jews were on the line. Hallelujah, that she set up a fast for everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God led her just when to go before the king with a petition. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah, will lead you and guide you. And we find out, amen, that Esther went from being an orphan to being a queen. Hallelujah. No doubt there was a period in a time of her life that she said, why me? Why am I walking this walk? Hallelujah. Why, oh God, did you have to take my parents? Why am I going through this? Hallelujah. But God had a plan for a life. Hallelujah. It's time, amen, for you to step up to the plate. You see the things that's going on, hallelujah, in your life and in the lives of your children, hallelujah, and declare war on the enemy and say it's war time, hallelujah. She declared war on the enemy, hallelujah. Tell the devil he's messed with the wrong person, he's messed with the wrong family. Declare war time. It's time to pray. It's time to fast. It's time, amen, to stop crying and pull up your bootstrings. Hallelujah. Latch them up and say, where was I? Hallelujah. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. It's more to life than looking cute. It's more to life than smelling good. It's more to life than shaking a tail feather. Hallelujah. It's more to life than shacking. Hallelujah. Oh, but I hear the Lord say, hallelujah. I'm sitting high, but I'm looking down low. But there's a hand stretched out still. Hallelujah. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Think about it. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthening me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And I hear John say, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. As God was speaking through him, he was speaking. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This was Jesus. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Lord? I'm going to have to go through some things. He said, yes. You're going to have to go through some things, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. John was writing it in the book. Hallelujah. For your good and for mine. Can we say amen? I hear the word saying in James, the first chapter, blessed is he, is the man that endured temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Hallelujah, which the Lord has promised to them that loved him. Hallelujah. Don't let no man steal your crown. You got to run, run, run. You got to run and not tarry. There's no time to falter and no time to faint. Hallelujah. But you got to run on and see what the end will be. Can we say amen? Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. David said, through God we shall do valiantly, for it he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Go ahead and declare war and know that God is with you. Hallelujah. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He said, there had no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. Somebody already went through it. Hallelujah. And the Lord, he was our example. Hallelujah. That you can get through it. But God is faithful. Think about that. He's always there when you need him. You can call on him in the midnight hour. You can call on him in the day, and he's there. Hallelujah. He said, but with the temptation also made a way of escape. So think about it. Whatever comes your way to tempt you, God has a way of escape. But will you take it? Hallelujah. That you may be able to bear it. He makes a way for you so you can stand, so you can go through, so you can have a testimony of how good and how great God has been to you. God loves you. And so, in the process of time, as you're going through, hallelujah, he's building you up. He's showing you where you're weak. Hallelujah. He's showing you the things that you need to overcome. He's teaching you how to pray, how to call on him, how to wait on him, how to mature in him. Hallelujah. So that you come out stronger and you come out wiser. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I love the word in Deuteronomy how the Lord said, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest the horses and the chariots and the people, hallelujah. He said, be not afraid of them. That's what he was telling Israel. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. And sometimes your testing, your trials are so hard and you see enemies, you see things that's coming at you, hallelujah, that are detriment, but you don't have to worry if you just give it to God. It's not always easy. Hallelujah. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. He brought you out of the world of sin. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. And it's he that's brought you out of what you were in deep. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God we still have a few more minutes. And you know, in closing, hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians, Paul began to write as God, hallelujah, was using him. Hallelujah. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. What are you talking about, Paul? When I looked up and I saw that bright and that shining light, hallelujah. Now, amen, though I recognize that it was the Lord speaking to me, I have an affliction in my body. And he said, I sought the Lord thrice. I sought the Lord three times. And the word came back to me from him that spoke to me and said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. This man was a true man of God. He had been through some things, but he knew that God was with him. And he was giving his testimony. I cried unto the Lord by reason of my affliction. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. What are you talking about, Lord? I'm going to give you the grace to hold on. I'm going to give you the grace to stand. You're going to be able to get through this. I'm not going to move it, but when you're weak, I'm going to be your strength. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I'd rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I just want the power of the Lord in my life to rest upon me. I can go through the test. I can go through the trials. I can go through the pain just as long as I know He's directing my life. Hallelujah. Oh, but thanks be to God, this man said, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory, people. And it's all through Jesus Christ. So don't let no man tell you you got to go in a booth and say, Father, forgive me for I've sinned. He might be doing the same thing you're doing. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And I declare the Lord will bring you out. It's a process of time and going through your tests and your trials. Sometimes you don't understand and you wonder why it's taking so long for healing. It's taking so long for God to intervene and to move in your life in a situation. But He's taking you through a process. He's growing you up. He's strengthening you. He's giving you more courage. He's molding you, helping you to have the wisdom that He gave to Esther. The favor that she walked in, you can walk in that same favor. But remember, it's all in the process of time. God bless you. I hope that you got something out of the word of the Lord that will carry you through this week. And I hope that you will share with somebody the word of God and that you will share the love of God. Hallelujah. God wants us to love one another. Hallelujah. To look over one another's faults. We don't know one another's story, but we know one thing, that the glory of God is all that we need, just His glory in our life. God bless you until we meet again. Pray for one another, love one another, because Jesus is coming back for the pure in heart.